Sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alik wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alik wa ashabika ya Nurallah. We will begin by giving you a breath blessing of reciting salutations upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the one who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, he will be granted my intercession, namely the intercession of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, undoubtedly in every matter, the blessed life history of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example for all of the Muslims. And by following it properly, every Muslim will inshallah azza wa jalla have success in this world and in the hereafter as well. Today inshallah we're going to learn and listen to a little bit about the morals, the etiquette and the character of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That character which Allah azza wa jalla himself has stated in the glorious Quran. In Surah Al-Kalam, ayat 4, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "And indeed, you possess an exemplary character." Illustrating the importance of his blessed character and the motive of his blessed arrival, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "I have been sent for the completion of good manners." Allahu Akbar. It is stated, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, that Sayyidina Zaid bin Sana'a radiallahu anhu once brought some dates from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was before he accepted Islam, and he was a Jewish scholar at that time. There were still a few days left for it to be delivered to him when he came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he demanded it in a very angry and bitter tone, staring at the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with contempt in his eyes and clutching his blessed clothes. Zaid bin Sana'a said, "It has become the trait of the family of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfilling the rights of the people." Astaghfirullah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq, radiallahu anhu, he witnessed this and he became infuriated. He glared at Zaid and shouted, "O enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this manner? By Allah azza wa jalla, if the Rasul's respect had not stopped me, I would have definitely cut off your head with my sword." Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Umar, what are you saying? You should have encouraged me to fulfill his right. By this, you could have helped us both." But Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then ordered him to give Zaid dates equivalent to his right and add a little extra. Zaid bin Sana'a, he asked, "Umar, why did you give me more than my rightful share?" He replied that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered me to give you more to console your heart after I stared and terrified you. He asked Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu if he'd recognized that he was Zaid bin Sana'a, asking him that he'd recognize him. "Do you know who I am?" He said, "I am the noted Jewish scholar of the Jews." And Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu replied that, "No, I don't recognize you." Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu then asked him that why had he disrespected the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a manner. And he explained, listen to this, viewers. He said, "Umar radiallahu anhu, the truth is that I found all the qualities of the final Nabi in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Torah, except for two, which I still had to test. The first is that his patience will overcome ignorance. And the second is that his patience will increase if he is treated with additional grievance. Through this plan of asking for the dates before time, I've now seen all of the signs of the final Nabi in him. And I declare indeed that he is a true Nabi. O Umar, I'm very rich and I want you to be my witness. I have given half of my wealth as charity for the Muslim Ummah." Sayyidina Zaid bin Sana'a then came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. From this we can see that Allah Azza wa Jal has made the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam effectively a paradigm of exalted morals and manners, that no matter how much anybody would hurt him, how much rudeness they would show him, how they would treat him with disrespect, speak ill of him and his family, anything. In short, if anyone would go to any extent, crossing all limits of bad manners. But to the possessor of the most exalted character, that he, instead of being aggressive, always showed gentleness, always showed tolerance, always showed patience. Any single act of scolding, threatening, beating, or staring angrily, or any other kind of bad manner towards any ill-mannered individual from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beyond imagination. Allah Akbar. He showed such an incredible mercy towards ill-mannered and rude people. Allah Akbar. By the blessings of his morals and manners, countless non-Muslims have embraced Islam, and limitless number of people experienced the Mahdi transformation in their lives. The fast-growing light of Islam wiped out the darkness of ignorance and disgrace, and the bloodthirsty came under the fold of Islam and became amongst the followers of the greatest Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keeping the best morals and manners of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his perspective, if we make a self-assessment, if we do a self-accountability of ourselves and ask ourselves that whether we have such a spirit of forgiving our enemies. Certainly, you know, we expect other people to forgive our mistakes. But on the other hand, do we forgive the seeker of forgiveness? Do we even accept the excuse of our Muslim brothers by showing affection towards them? Or do we crush their ego? Do we ever forgive anybody feeling remorse and earn reward in return? Or are we being the puppets in the hands of shaitan? By doing this, we have deprived our Muslim brother of his honor by swearing and making him feel ashamed. We should all take, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, we should all take the blessed life history of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our role model. And by following it practically and properly, we should strive to improve our manners, encouraging people to improve their manners. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, improve your manners. Therefore, we should try in ourselves to develop patience, to develop fortitude, tolerance, gentleness, forgiveness, modesty, respect for elders, affection toward younger ones, and a sense of sympathy. Sacrifice and serving all Muslims, and try to replace the chaos and the unrest by peace and harmony, gradually through our good morals and our character. Our character should be exalted to such a level that people get close to Islam, seeing our manners. You know, if you think about it, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, that throughout the history of Islam, we can probably safely say that the majority of the people that came to Islam did not come to Islam by reading the Quran, by comparing the Quran to other books, by comparing the Quran to the science, by reading the seerah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, there may be some, I'm not disputing that. There will be some that have read the Quran and accepted Islam. There will be some that have read the seerah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accepted Islam. There will be some that have compared the Quran to science and accepted Islam. But the majority of those people that accept Islam because of the person that's in front of them. Yes, you. You are in front of that person. It is your character that shines through, not your knowledge. It is your character that shines through. You may have all the knowledge, but if you have a bad character, that will not shine. The truth will not come through. So that character for us as Muslims is very, very important. And we hear today that the role model for our character is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, we can determine the best manners of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through this thing that once Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Hashim radiallahu anhu came in the court of Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, asked here about the morals and manners of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said to him, "Do you not read the Quran?" He humbly said, "Yes, I do." She, Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, she said, "The morals and the manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the Quran." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, that character shines through. And you'll see in your life that if you have a good character, people will listen to you. You know, you may be speaking the truth, but if you speak it in a harsh manner, you speak it in a rough manner, you're aggressive, You don't show any patience. Even if you're telling the truth and you're right, people still will not listen to you. But those people that have a gentle character, have patience, speak nicely, respect others, people are more inclined to listen to them. And to give you another beautiful example of patience of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to remind you of the event that took place when the conquest of the city of Makkah, and the position of the dominance of Muslims. In front of them were the wicked disbelievers who had caused appalling and severe hardship to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also to the companions. They were all brought. All those people were brought in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just pause for a second and think. If there'd been any other worldly king there at that moment, if there'd been any person other than the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would have proposed a strict punishment on all of them. He may have had them all punished, may have had them all hanged, may have had them all beheaded. A strict punishment would have come to them. But we're not talking about any worldly king. We're talking about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he treat them? If we analyze this event thoroughly, we'll find that there were so many tyrants of the Quraysh present there who had frequently pelted stones at the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among them were also those tyrants who had attempted to martyr the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times. And those merciless and relentless oppressors were also present there who had martyred the blessed teeth and smeared the enlightened face of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his blessed throat. Those infidels were also there who had disheartened the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the slandering and the abusive language. Also stood there with those wild and diabolical characters that had choked the blessed throat of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by tying it with a shawl. Among the people that were there with those tyrannies who had struck the princess of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Zainab radiallahu anha, with a spear, causing her to fall down for her camel and suffer a miscarriage. Those cruel and brutal habitants were also those due to whom many aggressive attacks and oppressive raids had caused recurrent upheaval in the city of Medina. Those ruthless tyrants were also present that had killed the beloved uncle of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anha. Those that had cut off his nose, his ears, extracted his eyes, and chewed his liver were also present. Those heartless and merciless people were also there who had tortured the self-devoted ardent followers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst them, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Khabab, Sayyidina Khubayb. All of these have been punished by tying them with ropes, cracking them with whips, forcing them to lay on sweltering sand. Some were made to lay on blazing coals, and others were hung and martyred. Now all of these violent oppressors were shame-stricken, and their inner cells were shivering with the suspected outcome of their ill deeds. They were standing as criminals, trembling in front of 10,000 Muhajirin and Ansar. They were contemplating the hearts that perhaps today they will be fed to the dogs and the flesh will be fed to the crows and the kites. The furiously angry army of the Ansar and Muhajirin, they had this fear that they will assassinate their children, destroy their belongings, ravage their dwellings and towns. However, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced absolute and unconditional forgiveness. After this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted the first general congregation in the house of Allah that not only comprised a great number of Muslim soldiers, but many prominent figures of infidels and pagans also attended this. In this gathering, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a sermon and then addressed the people of Makkah and said, "Do you know how am I going to treat you today?" Allahu Akbar. Imagine being there. And imagine being amongst those unfortunate people. When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Do you know how I'm going to treat you today?" Listening to this alarming and fearful question, all the unbelievers became confounded and began to tremble with fear. All the unbelievers being said that you are a kind brother and the son of a kind father. When he forgave them all, unconditional forgiveness, they all said that you are a kind brother and the son of a kind father. The conqueror of Makkah radiallahu anhu replied in his compassionate manner, "Today there is no charge unto you all. You all go free." Allah Akbar. Such an unexpected A merciful reply caused the eyes of criminals to well up with tears. The slogans of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah released from the tongues of infidels that produced a spiritual cover all around the Kaaba. Such amazing revolution took place in the hearts of unbelievers that the whole environment changed. Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never took revenge over anybody in any manner for his own sake. Therefore, on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, they mustered up courage, thinking that if we beg him for mercy even today, his merciful and kind nature, he will not disappoint us. Allahu Akbar. From this we can see, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such kind-hearted. That merciful heart that he had. Would you ever, in the history of the world, see any such person that would be like this under such a situation where he had been troubled? You know, sometimes what happens is you can take the pain on yourself. Someone can abuse you, someone can hurt you, and you can forgive that. But when someone hurts your family, when someone hurts the ones that you love, it's harder to forgive. Very hard to forgive. But the merciful Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave. And you know, whenever you read about any incident that occurred in any part of the history of Islam, from our pious predecessors to the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these events that are passed down from generation to generation, they've been passed down for a reason. Not so that it's a good story, though. Oh, that was an interesting story. So that we can learn something from it. And from this conquest of Makkah, we learn of how truth came forward. How the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed patience and forgiveness that even today people cannot understand. How did he do this? Allahu Akbar. When those people were put in front of him, and he still forgave them. I'm going to give you a few sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to our character. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that you cannot please people with your wealth, but your courtesy and smiling appearance can please them. Think about it. You know when people try to please others with their wealth, it's short term. You may give someone money and they may be happy with you to your face, but behind your back, if you don't have a character, they're not happy with you. They're just trying to take as much money off you as possible. And you think that I'm making these people happy by giving them money, but at the same time you're abusing them, at the same time you're intolerant with them, at the same time you're putting them down, you're not giving them any respect. Do you think that your money will wipe all this away? No, it won't. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that wherever you live, keep feeding Allah azza wa jalla and do some deed after a sin, because the virtuous deed will remove the sin. And he goes on to say, and treat people with good manners. In another saying, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not regard any good deed as insignificant, even meeting your brother with a smiling face. You know, this is the beauty of Islam, that if you meet someone with a smiling face, Allahu Akbar, it is a form of sadaqah. You know, many of us maybe not be able to afford to give sadaqah on a daily basis, but you can smile. You can smile at the person next to you, you can smile at the people that you meet. You know, what a beautiful sunnah the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only does it put happiness in the hearts of the person in front of you, but also it's a form of reward as well. Allahu Akbar. There is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners on the day of judgment. And undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jalla does not like foul language and uttering obscenities. Again, our character, our manners, they will be the heaviest on the day of judgment. Not your hajj, not your salah, not your zakah, not your qurbani, but your good manners will be heavy on the day of judgment. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that hadith, he says that Allah does not like foul language and uttering obscenities. Again, ask yourself, what kind of language do we use? We may be sitting together now in the masjid and listening to the speech. We may be sitting at home now with our families and watching this speech. But when we're with our friends, when we're with the rest of our family, when we're not in that mosque environment, and when we're at home even, what is our language then? How do we speak to our children? How do we speak to our spouses? How do we speak to our relatives? How do we speak to our neighbors? What kind of language do we use? Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have said that two attributes can never be found together in a hypocrite: good manners and understanding the religion. Allahu Akbar. That you cannot have these two things together. In Iman, the perfect mu'min, the believer is the one who has the best manners. In the final hadith that I'm going to give you today, on the day of judgment, those amongst you who will be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. Allahu Akbar. You know, ask yourself, the people in your family, the people that you know, who are the people that you like? Then ask yourself, why do you like them? And more than likely, you will like them because of their manners. You will like them because of the way they speak. You will like them because of the way they treat you. You will like them because of the fact that they respect you. I find it hard to believe that any of us would like individuals that are disrespectful to us. I don't believe that any of us would like individuals that put us down, that will not forgive our shortcomings, that will be harsh with us, they'll treat us harshly whenever we make a simple mistake. Would you like that person? I don't think so. So if that's how you think of others, what about you? What about ourselves? We need to ask ourselves, where do we stand on this? What is our character like? Are we following the example of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The whole life, his character, everything shone through. Are we following that? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to accept the invitation of his slaves even for the food consisting of barley bread and simple food. When the poor fell ill, he used to visit them, give the poor and destitute his blessed company, and sit amongst the blessed companions. Another beautiful sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who do we sit with? Whose dawah do we go and attend? Who is ill and we go and visit them? Is it the poor? Is it the destitute? Is it the weak? Or is it that we just visit those people that are wealthy? Do we only visit those people who are influential? Do we only go to those people's houses who have a lot of money? What about all the others? Do they not deserve your time, your compassion? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha stated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes used to give a ride to his attendant behind him. He used to give a ride to his attendant and then sit down and watch, or sit behind him even. You know, the people that were with him, he'd give them that respect. Where do we? Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa stated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would mend his own blessed shoes, patch his own clothes, and would do all the household chores that men do in their houses. You know, when we talk about the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can't just pick and choose. And this again is another beautiful sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, helping our spouses at home. You know, nowadays we see people, our brothers especially, they won't even, you know, they proudly say, I was sat with the brother once and he proudly said to me, oh, I've never even picked up a glass of water. I've never gone to the kitchen to get, like, I've never been in the kitchen. I won't be able to find anything in the kitchen. And you're proud of it? Is that something to be proud of? That you don't help at all at home? Allahu Akbar. You know, we want to try and fulfill lots of sunnahs, but what about this sunnah? Of helping our spouses at home. And showing patience with them as well. You know, we come home, the food's not ready, and you get angry. Is this how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would react? I speak to the brothers and the sisters here, that whenever you feel anger coming inside you, whenever you feel something's going wrong in front of you, and how you react to it, ask yourself, would the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam react like this? Would the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak to the wife like this? Would the wives of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this? Ask yourself. And undoubtedly, in the majority of the cases, the way we speak to our spouses is not the way that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak to his wives, and not the way that the wives of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak to him. In a few other hadiths, the fear of Allah azza wa jalla and good manners will make the most people enter Jannah. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nothing better than good manners is bestowed upon a man. This is our responsibility, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mother Channel, that our responsibility is to put that character into our children. Where are they going to get that? The best gift that you can give to your children is a good character. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, undoubtedly through good manners, a person is able to attain the rank of those offering salah, offering psalm during the day and worshipping at night. A person humbly asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about good manners. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the ayat of the Quran, which I give you the translation. O beloved Rasul, adopt forgiveness and command to do good and turn away from the ignorant ones. The leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali, radiallahu anhu, has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, "Should I not guide you about the good manners of the people of the past and the future?" I humbly replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do guide me about it." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bestow upon the one who deprives you, forgive the one who oppresses you, and establish relationships with the one who breaks off relationships with you." Allahu Akbar. Breaking off relationships. Now we don't care. We don't care if any relatives have fallen out with us. It doesn't affect us one iota. They'll forget our distant relatives, our own brothers, our sisters, even to the extent that our children, our parents, they've fallen out with us, and we don't care. Ya Allah, where are we going? What has happened to us? We don't forgive people. You know, I find it weird that in every salah we'll raise our hands and we'll say, "Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, please forgive me." But then as soon as we finish the salah, we turn around and look at people. "I'm not going to forgive you. I'm not going to forgive you. Why should I forgive you? Why should I forgive you?" We won't forgive others, yet we want Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive us. Does this seem right to you? Allahu Akbar. We all need to improve our manners. During the battle of Uhud, some parts of the blessed teeth of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were martyred, and his blessed face was wounded. Even at that time, he prayed for them. He prayed for those individuals. When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bestow guidance upon my nation, they do not know me. Even at that time, when he himself was injured, when his teeth had been martyred, when blessed blood was on his face, even then he was praying for them. Bestow guidance upon my nation. They do not know me. He would also pray. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to pray for good manners. It teaches us that we should also adopt good manners and pray to Allah to bless us with good manners. You know, we should never think that, you know what, I'm not like that. This brother's doing this beyond, I haven't got a problem. My manners are okay, I don't get angry, I'm kind, I'm gentle, I'm this. You know, this is again one of the traps of shaitan, when shaitan makes you feel comfortable that you've got a good character, you never abuse anybody, you never hurt anybody. You don't realize one glance, one word can hurt someone's heart. One glance, one word can put happiness into someone's heart. So who amongst us can give a guarantee that every glance, every word, everything we said and did not hurt anybody? We can't. So we should continually pray for forgiveness and continually pray that Allah gives us the good manners. There are harms. You know, looking at our manners, there are the harms of having these bad manners. And we should, you know, you need to analyze yourself. You know that when you go to the doctors and you have a blood test, the blood test will reveal to you what's your blood like, what weaknesses you've got, what positive, negatives you've got, you know, what your cholesterol level, your sugar levels, and all these potassium, iron, all these levels. And once you get that report in front of you, you change your lifestyle accordingly. If you've got cholesterol, you'll have less fatty food. If you've got sugar, you'll, you know, diabetes, or, you know, you'll stay away from sugar, or whatever it is, you make them adjustments. We also need to analyze ourselves spiritually. Analyze ourselves and compare ourselves to the character of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without a doubt, we can never attain that level. But at least we can look at ourselves and say, do I have that anger? Do I have that foul language? Do I have patience? Where do I stand? And then in the same way that when you get the doctor's report, you make adjustments in your life. When you get this report in your mind, make them adjustments, make them changes. Read how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life. Because bad manners is a curse. Bad manners are a cause of disagreement amongst people. Bad manners are rude talking and displeases Allah. Bad manners are a bad morning. There are many, many ill effects of bad manners. But we need to analyze ourselves and look at ourselves. As we're coming towards the end now, I want to give you some advice of how we can improve our good manners. In order to improve our character, get rid of bad manners. But to be able to get rid of bad manners, you need to be able to identify them. And one of the ways of identifying them is watching Mother Channel, downloading the books from www.dawahislami.net, in which the diseases of the heart are mentioned in many of the booklets, many of the books. Watch Mother Channel, watch the program, and you will see it there. Analyze yourself, look at yourself. Become the disciple of a perfect and spiritual guide and follow in his footsteps. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, your manners will be improved. Again, I request all of the brothers and the sisters that are listening or watching this program that adopt Amirul Sunnat as your spiritual guide. Whenever you get an opportunity, every Saturday during the live Madinah Muzakara, live Amirul Sunnat enters people into the Qazi Radhi Athariya Silsa. I request all of you to avail them opportunities. Another way of improving your character is to read again those hadiths, narrations, and parables and sayings of the pious predecessors which contain excellence of good manners and the harms of bad manners. Try and stay silent, you know, because what happens, the more you speak, the more mistakes you make. Make a routine to recite the Quran with translation. Always stay away from bad people. Those people that have a bad character, if you're with them, then they'll become normal. If they're lying, if they are swearing, and you're in their company, what will happen is you fall into that trap and you become like them. If they abuse people and they laugh it off and they think it's nothing, what's wrong with that? Eventually you'll start to think the same. Sit with the people that are pious. Sit with those people that are trying to rectify themselves. And inshallah, you will then also be trying to rectify yourselves. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah give me the ability to think about what I said, to act upon what I've said, and to pass this message on to others as well. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sunnah inspired bayan. Through this sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.